DisplayPort 2.0 launches, promising 8K video support by late 2020. In PC World on June 26th by Mark Hockman. While U.S. broadcasters are still mired in 1080p, foreign markets are already looking at 8K video. And that's exactly what the new generation of DisplayPort technology, DisplayPort 2.0, is designed to address. In late 2020, the first products incorporating the new DP 2.0 standard are expected to be made available, according to the Video Electronic Standards Association, or VESA. DisplayPort 2.0 can use the existing DP connector that appears on many high-end desktop PCs or be carried over cabling that uses the standard USB-C connector, though you'll still need a PC with DP 2.0 silicon to support it. DP 2.0 offers 3 times as much bandwidth as DP 1.4a, the current standard. While DP 2.0 keeps the 4 available data lanes as its predecessor, the available link rate has been increased up to 20 gigabits per second per lane with 128-bit/132-bit channel coding. That translates into a maximum of 77 gigabits per second with support for 8K video, 7680 by 4320 at 60 Hz with full color 4:4:4 resolution at 30 bits per pixel for HDR. DP, HDMI, what's the difference? As TechHive's Michael Brown has noted, the differences between HDMI and DisplayPort boil down to this. HDMI was designed primarily for consumer electronics applications, Blu-ray players, TVs, and video projectors. Meanwhile, VESA designed DisplayPort to be the ultimate display interface for computers, so it complements rather than replaces HDMI. But the two standards still compete in the PC space. More USB-C implementations now include support for DisplayPort, but the legacy HDMI connectors are still a staple of laptops and desktops. Here's the differences between the two video standards. HDMI has also moved to a next-gen interface. In 2017, HDMI 2.1 was released, with support for up to 10K resolutions and dynamic HDR. But HDMI 2.1 also supports just 48 gigabytes per second versus the 77 gigabits per second DP 2.0 allows, paving the way for 8K. VESA noted that Japanese broadcaster NHK has already begun broadcasting in 8K, including plans to broadcast the 2020 Tokyo Olympics in that resolution. Not a single U.S. broadcaster offers a 4K package, though some Netflix content can be delivered in 4K with the appropriate subscription. VESA said it hopes the new standard will help move things forward. Like the previous versions of DisplayPort that helped pave the way for major inflection points in video technology, such as UHD, 4K, 5K video over USB-C and HDR, DP 2.0 will help take the industry to the next level, enabling even higher frame rates and resolutions up to and beyond 8K. Greater flexibility in display configurations, including multiple monitor setups, as well as improved power efficiency, said Alan Kobayashi, the VESA board chair and VESA DisplayPort task group chair, in a statement. What video resolutions will DP 2.0 enable? VESA provided a list of supported video configurations that DP 2.0 will enable, so you can begin thinking of what your PC of tomorrow might look like. Single display resolutions. 1. 16K 15360 by 8460 display at 60 Hz and 30 bits per pixel, BPP, 4:4:4 HDR with display stream compression or DSC. 110K, 10,240x4320 display at 60 Hz and 24 BPP, 4:4:4, no compression. 18K, 7,680x4320 display at 60 Hz and 30 BPP, 4:4:4. Dual display resolutions. Two 8K 7,680x4320 displays at 120 Hz and 30 BPP, 4:4:4 HDR with DSC. Two 4K 3840x2160 displays at 144 Hz and 24 BPP, 4:4:4, no compression. Three display resolutions. Three 10K 10,240x4320 displays at 60 Hz and 30 BPP, 4:4:4 HDR with DSC. Three 4K 3840x2160 displays at 90 Hz and 30 BPP, 4:4:4 HDR, no compression. Using the USB-C connector in what's known as DP Alt mode, as opposed to the traditional DisplayPort cabling, also offers a PC maker the option of splitting the four data lines up in pairs. One pair can be used for general I/O and one utilized specifically for video. What this means is that essentially 38.7 gigabits per second will be allocated for video and another 38.7 gigabits per second for data, cutting down the available video configurations to this. Three 4K 3840x2160 displays at 144 Hz and 30 BPP, 4:4:4 HDR with DSC. Two 4K x 4K 4096x4096 displays for AR/VR headsets at 120 Hz and 30 BPP, 4:4:4 HDR with DSC. Three QHD 2560x1440 at 120 Hz and 24 BPP, 4:4:4, no compression. One 8K 7,680x4320 display at 30 Hz and 30 BPP, 4:4:4 HDR, no compression. The open question will how desktop, notebook, and chip makers will implement 2.0 or whether they'll choose HDMI over DP or vice versa. About the only answer we have comes from Intel, which publicly touted its contribution of the Thunderbolt 3.0 standard to support DP 2.0. That at least should mean you'll see DP 2.0 support in products powered by Intel's Core processors.